Good morning and welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. You can find us in the app and you can join the conversation today at 850-437-1620. I'm excited. It's beautiful. It's sunny. And I have some great friends here with me today. NAS Pensacola and Captain Terry, quotations, Village Shashati. I got the last name. I may have practiced a little bit. And Bruce Cummins. How are you folks doing? Happy Monday.
Well, it's great to be here always. Pensacola, just one of the great spots. Or you know exactly what I mean. From a Navy perspective, there's a couple places that you always enjoyed being, and Pensacola is one of them.
You know, for aviators, this is where we all start, right? It's the cradle of naval aviation, and one of the reasons why this place is special, not just because of the history that we have with naval aviation, but just living in the community, being a part of it. I mean, we talked before we actually went live. One of the reasons why we love this place is the community and all the good things that actually
absolutely
happen here. So, awesome.
I was hooked.
Yep.
Hook, line, sink. That was it. So we have some exciting things coming up, or maybe just one really exciting thing
coming
up.
We have, you know, I will say we always have something going on the base, but what we have coming up in the November timeframe, I think everybody is somewhat familiar if you live around here, is the Blue Angels Homecoming Air Show. So, really excited about what we're going to be doing for that air show. It's not just going to be an awesome air show. We've already pushed out that we not only will the Blues be headlining, but we also got lucky enough to have the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds in attendance. So that's going to be really cool. But we're also focusing on the ground programming of the air show. So we got some really cool things in store with regards to science, technology, engineering, and math, or STEM focus type things. So really excited about what
that's
we're going to
awesome.
Be doing this upcoming air show.
And I get bragging rights because I get to brag to my family that I not only get to see the Blue Angels, which is like the highlight of my life. The beach show was wonderful, but I was told that's nothing compared to the homecoming show. But I get to brag about that and the Thunderbirds, because where my family's from, they're just going to get to see the Thunderbirds.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, the air show, seeing it from the flight line is a totally different experience. I mean, when you actually get to see the Blue Angels walk to their aircraft, perform their show, get out, and then walk in unison to do their final salute, that's an experience that you will not forget. It's that, along with all of the other performers that we have in store, is going to make this air show definitely more special. And then to top that all off, we're focused on STEM programming. So this year's air show is the celebration of the 55th anniversary of the lunar landing. So the theme of it is celebrating one small step. So we have a lot of STEM organizations, to include NASA, coming in, and they're going to bring all their toys to allow all the kids that are there to touch and, you know, feel and see and ask questions about, you know, how they do all that stuff. So they're going to get exposure on these STEM-related fields, and I'm pretty excited about that.
That's
as well.
Exciting because it's not when you're able to, like, see, hear, and touch something, it just makes it all come together, and it makes sense.
You know, I tell this story because it's not just a story, it's true for me. I mean, the reason why I became a naval aviator is I saw the Blue Angels in 1986 flying in New York off of Coney Island, and, you know, I got to experience that. Now, I didn't get to experience like I did or like we do here at NAS Pensacola, where you can see and feel the heat from the exhaust and
you know,
that level of experience. But, that made me interested in becoming a naval aviator. And, you know, I had some good teachers, role models, and coaches that say, hey, guess what? You can do that. And that's what we're trying to do with regards to having NASA and all the other STEM-related organizations, to give kids the opportunity to actually see it and then realize that if they want to, they can.
That's awesome. Inspiring lives, because we remember those things as we become adults. Sometimes it doesn't always click, but when it does.
Oh, yeah, it clicks hard.
It does. It clicks very hard. And some kids, it clicks very quickly for, which is super exciting. That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
We're excited. I mean, this is going to be an air show that we haven't had before. I mean, not only the the Thunderbirds flying along. But like I said, this the ground programming that the team is putting together. And, you know, the one thing I'll actually add on, you know, the teams, you know, once the previous air show ends, the team gets together and starts planning the next one. So we identify that we were going to celebrate one small step or the anniversary of the lunar landing shortly after the air show. So the team, our morale, welfare, and recreation department, our air operations department, our security department, obviously they have a very large role, fire department, all of the departments on the installation, they start working for the next air show. So as this idea, this concept started evolving, it just became bigger and better. And I'm telling you, if you're in the area, you do not want to miss November 1st and 2nd on NES Pensacola.
That's awesome. I'm excited. I don't want to miss either day.
Yeah.
Shows identical, or is there a little bit something in between?
The shows are identical. So officially, the Friday is our practice air show with the full-on show being on Saturday. Totally identical. Obviously, Friday will probably have some less attendance because it's a work day, with Saturday being a lot more people having the opportunity. But it is the exact same air show. We're going to do it the exact same way with regards to logistics. So both gates, both the main gate and the west gate, will be open for the public to come in.
Right.
You'll be directed to a parking spot and then be able to walk to the flight line. And if, you know, we have a lot of people coming, we'll have buses or transportation, but we'll get you to the flight line. You'll have to go through a security checkpoint. So please, no weapons or contraband, coolers.
Do not bring your pocket knife.
Please don't. Please don't.
Nail file.
Yep. So think like you're going on an airport. I love that you asked that.
Good.
Mentioned that. Think like you're going through an airport. Don't bring those things. And then you get on there, and it is a 100% free air show. For those that are interested in getting better seats, you can purchase tickets. And if you go on the air show website, which is naspensacolaairshow.org, that website goes live August 1st. So if you're looking to actually get some premium seating, get on that website as soon as it goes live, because as you can imagine, with the Thunderbirds coming, this air show is one that everybody wants to get tickets for.
That's awesome. I'm going to plead ignorance. I keep saying I got 2 years to plead ignorance.
Yeah.
Is this the first time the Thunderbirds have been with the Blue Angels?
So they have flown together before, and obviously if you remember through the pandemic, they ended up doing what they call the Super Delta.
Oh, that's right.
So right now, there are going to be two separate air shows, but I will say that they're trying to figure out, you know, what can they do with having the Thunderbirds and the Blues together. So it will be two separate air shows highlighting each team's capabilities and their maneuvers. But like I said, having both the Thunderbirds and the Blues together is going to be a good, good time.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
I love this area. I love this community. I mean, things like this are so empowering and pump you up and remind you, like, what community really is.
You know, when we talking about that, you know, when we started, and it wasn't we were floating the idea, we were focused on the idea to, make this a bigger ground programming piece for that STEM piece. And we just started reaching out to members of the community. And, you know, we told them about what we were doing. So we're going to have so many awesome organizations being a part of it. And obviously with the National Naval Aviation Museum there, what an awesome opportunity to have people go and view the history and the heritage of naval aviation as well.
Right. That's awesome. Now, do you have volunteers that also help Because fun fact, early 20s, I volunteered for the medical team in Maine when the Blue Angels were there on the Brunswick Naval Air Base. And that was fun, except for I forgot to like look up and watch the show.
Yeah.
Because I was too busy looking around and making sure everybody was doing all right on the tarmac. It was warm.
Yeah.
Just a little warm.
Hopefully in November we'll get some cool weather. But yeah, it's a full court press with not only our military and civilians that work on the base, but a heavy volunteer footprint. So a lot of the military service members that are going through school, they will volunteer to help out. But again, all hands effort with regards to it. So, and it's not just the command, Naval Air Station Pensacola, that contributes to this. All of the 126 tenant commands that are on the base provide bodies or expertise. For instance, the medical team, Naval Hospital Pensacola, they have a significant footprint with regards to the first responder effort, along with our fire department.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Great. Did I hear there's a new air show logo this year?
There is a new air show logo. So we were, again, trying to kick around the idea of how we were going to present this to the public. So one of our sailors actually came up with the logo, and it's a little play on our standard patch where you have the duck, and I love that duck. And I'm sure by the end of this air show, everybody's going to love the duck. So that duck's name is Jay Gosling. So we took the traditional Naval Air Station Pensacola patch, and we kind of spruced it up a little bit. So you're going to see Jay Gosling breaching the atmosphere. And again, it's the play on the 55th anniversary of the lunar landing.
That's awesome.
It's going to be really, really cool.
Except
and like
for
I said,
eagle
stay
landed.
Tuned for that duck. What's that?
Except for the eagle landed.
Yes.
I always like it when someone says, is that where the phrase the eagle has landed has come from? Yes, yes, yes.
So we've got a few surprises coming on that. So make sure you stay tuned to the social media channels because, you know, the duck, there could be a little more with that.
It's like you just put a little piece of food close enough for me to reach, but I can't quite get it.
No, the Jay Gosling bit is truly outstanding. And, you know, once again, that shows the teamwork and just the interest that everybody has, not just from the outside, the guys that are going to come and watch this show, the community, the visitors that we love to have, but also the service members themselves. They're 100% all in, making sure that this is going to be the best experience that people can possibly have. And we're seriously looking forward to that. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, once again, we're going to be kicking out a lot of information over the next couple of months. And while some of it's going to be a little bit of a rehash of what's gone on before, right, make sure you stay tuned to the social media channels as well as the website. The new website's going to go live August 1st. Captain Shashadi had mentioned something to that effect. But all of the do's and don'ts, we're going to be listing those on the website as well as all of our social media platforms. And that's, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and also the Navy Region Southeast app. We're going to have a whole segment of that that's
great.
Going to be dedicated specifically to the air show. You can download that on Google Play or the iPhone App Store right there. Just type in Navy Region Southeast, and then select Pensacola as the location. And that's going to put you in touch with not only what the air show is going to be doing this year, but other things that happen along on NAS Pensacola. So make sure you stay tuned and keep watching out. You know, there's some duck appearances that could be happening.
Let's remind everybody what the new website's address is as well.
Yeah, so if you type in NASPensacolaAirShow.org, that is the website. Again, that website goes live August 1st.
Do we have a time? Right at midnight?
No, that's not something that we've got yet.
Surprise.
But I will be sending out some information to all of our media partners to make sure that
Great.
We have that ready to rock and roll. Because we're anticipating a pretty significant influx of people. There's been a lot of interest in this air show. And, you know, it's going to be pretty busy.
We're not going to crash this website with how much excitement it's going
to
be heading that way.
I would love to see that. I would 100%
part of me says
love.
Yes, part of me says no.
Right. Yeah. Like, you don't want it to happen, but it would be epic if it did.
My NWR team just gave me a scowl from across the city there. But,
piercing.
I mean, I think that would, you know, be indicative of the interest that we have in this show.
Yeah, that's
awesome. Like I said, it's not just the Thunderbirds that are coming in. You know, the mainstay of the show is the Blues. We have unbelievable performers. We're still working on solidifying that. But like I said, that ground programming piece that we're going to end up doing, the STEM-based vendors and units and organizations that are coming, it's going to make this air show way different than previous ones. So if you've never been, come. If you've been there, trust me, this one's going to be better.
So I'm sure every year everybody checks out and knows like what they're supposed to bring, but sometimes people still forget, and me being new, what are some things that people who come to watch the show forget to bring with them, or they should bring, as you know, obviously sunblock, even if it's not
yes.
hot.
No, I was going to say, when it comes down to bring sunscreen, right? If it's a nice day out there, there are some covered areas because some of the static displays will be underneath what we call the aprons or the canopies that are there, so you can kind of get away from the sun. But please don't bring an umbrella. Those become, we'll call it missile hazards in that, you know, if the wind picks up, that those
yep.
things can go flying and hurt somebody. I can definitely tell you what not to bring.
I was going to say, let's talk about what
yes.
not to
so
bring.
Please do not bring weapons of any kind onto the installation. It's against federal law, for one thing, but, you know, it just please don't bring any
Even
weapons.
Those little, I don't know if they call them monkey tools, but it's like a square little tool that comes
best,
in. You do not bring those.
Best thing to do is don't bring them. Yes, your Leatherman and whatnot, just leave it in the car, all right?
If it opens something, leave it at home, besides
yes.
your keys.
Like when you go to the airport.
Yep. Right. I think that's the best way to describe it. If you're going on an airplane, going through the airport, what do you not want to have in your pockets to get pulled off to the side? We just, it's the same way. And we'll be having security checkpoints to allow people to go in through, we will screen them, of course. But like I said, just leave those things in the car. Other things, coolers? Nope. Please don't bring coolers of any kind. What I will recommend bringing is chairs. Bring fold-up chairs for you and the family, and make sure you have a good spot to be able to view the air show.
Just make sure it's something that you can easily carry.
Yep.
We're going to have some transportation possibly to bring people back and forth between some of the parking areas and the flight line, but there could be some walking involved, and so just want to make sure that everybody is prepared for that.
Wear good shoes,
not a bad thing. And you know what, Chapstick.
Chapstick is always good. And they have sunblock chapstick, too.
Things that we should bring, right?
Things you forget about until it's too late.
We just want to make sure that everybody has an absolutely phenomenal experience, at this. It's going to be a lot of fun. The staff is on point. They want it to be awesome for this community. Because, for however long that they're stationed here, and in some cases forever, they love it. This is home. So this is an opportunity for the base to showcase some of the best and the brightest that they've got out there and interact with the community. It's something that we truly, truly love to do. So once again, looking forward to that November 1st and 2nd on the flight line. Stay tuned to the NAS Pensacola social media pages as well as that website, because we're going to be pumping out a lot of information over the next couple of months. Granted, we're, 3 months out from it still. So, we're still working out a lot of the things, but just want to make sure everybody's aware that this is coming up and it's going to be epic.
That's awesome. And what time do gates open? What time does the show actually start?
All right, great questions there. So no, not top secret. So we're trying to figure out if we're going to adjust these. But one thing, as of right now, 8:00, the gates will be open. The reason why is because we do anticipate a lot more people coming this time around. So we're actually tweaking a few minor things to help get everybody on the base as quickly as possible. Again, both gates will be open. The main gate and the west gate will be open to enable everybody to very quickly get on to the installation. Realize that you'll be directed to a parking spot. So if you have this really cool spot to think that I'll jump in this one, that way I can leave quickly. No, we're going to be able to get everybody on there as quickly as possible. We will have handicap parking. So if you do have a handicap placard, not a DV license plate, a handicap license plate or a placard, you just go up to one of the guards as they're directing you, and they'll help direct you until those locations get filled up. But if not, that's fine, because we'll have some golf carts kind of running to and from to help call it those that are challenged with mobility to be able to get on the flight line as well.
Good. That's awesome. So exciting.
A lot of information still to come through, and we're going to have all those times. And, the list that the things that you can and cannot bring on board, we're going to post those to the social media sites as well as the app and to the NAS Pensacola airshow.org. All right. Once again, just want to make sure everybody's aware that the air show is free, but premium seating you can purchase at that website, NASPensacolaAirshow.org. All right. And that's going to go live August 1st. But bear in mind, that's only if you want to purchase them. Otherwise, the air show is absolutely free of charge.
I like that. Free.
Yes.
Say it, everyone. That is awesome. It's funny, too, because I mean, I know that the community gets so excited about this, but just to see your faces light up while you're talking about it. Yes, I just outed you. You are excited, too. But just see the excitement coming from you as well, just speaks to the level of how important the show is and how much time and effort and care that you put into this.
I can say this with 100% confidence that my team is committed to putting on an unbelievable experience for everybody that comes. And, like I said, this time around, it's going to be different. It's going to be different because of that ground programming piece. So I hope that those, again, in the community that may have been there that said, hey, I don't want to deal with the traffic. I understand it may be, there's a lot of people that want to come, but this is the air show to get on base, to brave the traffic, come on base and see it, especially if you have any kids of any age to come and see the things that we have in store that's going to be on the ground. So while the parents are looking up, we don't want to lose our kids, of course, but while the parents are looking up, the kids are interacting with the vendors and the organizations and the people that are willing to talk all things STEM, whether it's aviation or engineering or anything. So that's why I think this air show is special, and that's why I'm excited about this. It's going to be a good time.
That's exciting. And practice, you have enough time to practice patience between now and November.
Yes.
And what's the worst thing going to happen when you're waiting? You just got to wait. I mean,
you know, I will say
something exciting.
One of the things that I can share is every time we have an issue that comes up, we try to learn from it to make it better. And again, this team, my morale, welfare, and recreation team, my security department, fire department, air, all, everybody that plays a part in this air show is committed to making this experience the best that you can end up getting. So, like I said, I don't think, oh, I don't want to deal with the traffic. Please, please consider coming out and taking a look at the air show, because what we have is going to be a good, it's going to be out of this world.
Out of this world. And you know what? You're building memories, not just for yourself, but if you have a family, you're building memories with your children or your grandchildren or those little nieces that you sometimes bring into the realm. But you're, you know, these are moments you don't want to miss. You don't want to be, you know, older and be like, I never went. What was wrong with me? Like, go.
Yep. And again, this the Thunderbirds and the Blue Angels don't fly in air shows very often. So with the air show part of this, it's going to be special as well.
I like have these questions that I know I can't ask because it's going to be letting out secrets. But I'm like, are they going to do something together? Like, how is that happening?
Yeah, you know, as I will share this, they are definitely going to be running their traditional shows. So that way it showcases the performance and the flight characteristics of their individual aircraft. But, you know, we'll just say stay tuned for what may happen. Yeah, you just got to come out and see if they're going to be able to do anything together.
That's awesome. You don't want to miss out. You don't want to have FOMO. Fear
Definitely.
Of missing out.
Exactly.
I won't often use the acronym, but I just did.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
That is so great. That's exciting. I'm excited. Now I have to wait. Can I time travel to that date? That is so great. Thank you so much. You know, time is winding down, but if you have any questions for my friends here, 850-437-1620, you can give us a quick call, but you can also hit us in the text line, and I will... Well, there we are. Just like that. Magic. Will they have Purple Heart parking?
We're still looking at a bunch of different options to try and make this the easiest for some of our individuals that have served right there. We're still ironing out a lot of the things about our parking and security pieces for that. But that's something that we'll definitely take a look into. Thank you so much for asking that.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I love questions. I love when we can answer like that. Anything, I mean, we got about 30 seconds left in our lifetime together before the next time you come to see me. What do we want to leave memories with? And I have to say, I wasn't going to out you, but you do have a very kind, polite, well-spoken individual in your family that may be part of the family.
Yes.
Here at News Radio and Cat Country. So,
may know the ins and outs of Cat Country and everything that this station does for the community.
That's great. Thank you so much for joining me today. Don't miss it. Head over to the website now. Head over to the new website on Wednesday. You know, give that website a good try. We're going to see if we can break the internet with so much excitement on August 1st.
Sorry, MWR.
That's right. Sorry.
Oh, thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much for coming in.